Welcome to Coffee with the Sarlows. We are your hosts of the show, Karen and Kelly Sarlo. Whether you're struggling with grief or you just need answers, we connect you with spirit to find relief, clarity, and direction in life. We can help you move forward.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
I have such a freaking heartwarming story today.
What a day. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. So it starts several days ago when I had Winston and I was going for a walk with him in the evening after supper. It had been a stinking hot, gorgeous summer day, and I had to wait until it cooled down around dusk, like around 8 o'clock, to go out with him. And I noticed as soon as we went out the door that when I looked up into the sky, there were about 6 seagulls in the sky. And I heard, you're going to need to pay attention to that. There's seagulls in the sky. And I thought, okay. Kept on my walk, walked 4 blocks from the house. Now, you know where we are, where we will be 4 blocks from this house. Mm-hmm. We were at the park.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. Okay. Winston had we count the same blocks.
So Winston had had his 3 poops before the park. And I had 3 poop eggs. So I went over into the park to put them in the garbage can, and I hear the same voice again. And now this voice is a woman's voice. And she says to me, turn around and take a look at the park. And I thought, okay, so I turn around, you know, pitch the poop bags into the garbage can, turned around, and I see swings straight in front of me. And she goes, my daughter is going to call you. And I said, okay, I'm listening. I am paying attention. I'm on duty. Fire away. And she goes, well, she had a dream about me and she wants to know if the dream is for real. And I said, okay, what's in the dream? And she goes, we were at a park. And she says, and we were sitting on swings. And I said, oh, like those ones over there. And she went, not at all like those ones over there.
But I got your attention.
So I'm thinking, well, what kind of swings? Aren't there only one kind of swings at a park? And she goes, well, at this park in the dream, they're like the swings that are on somebody's front porch.
Hmm.
Can you visualize that?
Yeah, that's a fancy-ass park.
Yes.
In a rich people neighborhood.
It's like...
So she's not from North Bay.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I'm going to say probably not, just given what you're saying, but in actuality, I have no idea where right. The client is called.
Oh, it's in a dream. From. It's in a dream.
This is the woman's dream.
Oh, I could dream those.
It's her daughter's dream, right? So she's talking about the fact that this dead woman is telling me what her daughter has dreamt.
Yep, love it.
And the daughter's going to call and ask me to connect to her mom, and I'm supposed to tell her what she dreamt about her mom.
Because she wants to know if the dream is real.
Yes.
You have the coolest job.
Thank you very much for that. I agree with you. So she tells me that they sat on the swing together. And so I look over at the swings and I, in my mind's eye, I don't know how else to describe this. I can obviously clearly see real swings at the park. But in my, if you want to call it my imagination, I see the swing she's talking about.
Isn't it just like superimposed for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I see the two of them sitting on the swing and I see her mom puts a red outfit on. She's got like this absolutely like a lipstick. I don't even know how to describe this properly, but a bright red, not like a blacky red. It's a bright cherry red kind of a thing.
Like a Taylor Swift lip.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes.
All of my pop culture references are Taylor Swift.
And now I get them. Who doesn't get them now? If you don't get a Taylor Swift reference now, man, are you out of touch.
Let me learn you.
Okay. So she's sitting in this red outfit. Now, I can't tell if it's one piece, two piece. I don't know. I just see that she's in this gorgeous red outfit. And I said, Mom, I see you in the red outfit. Is this accurate? And she goes, by gosh, Karen, yes. And it's my favorite color. I said, okay, so you're giving me a fact. It's your favorite color too. Yes. And she associates me with my favorite color. Okay. And I was buried in my favorite color.
Hmm.
And I said, okay, so now I've got a couple of facts, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else? She says, we'll take a look at my daughter. And I see the daughter in blue. And she says, it's a very specific blue. It's like a navy blue. And she says, my daughter's in blue. And she says, remember that because that's her favorite color. We don't have the same favorite color. And my daughter wore navy blue to the service, to the wake, to the funeral. She wore her comfort color. Hmm. She says, so I want to point out the significance of the colors, all of that. That's all factual information. Fine. She says, now sitting on the bench, she says, we talked about the fact that I am dead. So she was aware in the dream that she was seeing me dead. And she was like, Mom! Mom, are you okay? Are you okay? And she was really stuck on needing to know that her mom was okay. And she says, so we sat there and I talked to her about why I was okay. That I was doing my hobbies, that I was having fun, that I was relaxed. She says, you can tell her that because she remembers about talking about being dead and that it stuck in her mind that she knew that I was passed. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's significant as well. And she says, in the dream, we also chatted about that she was going to go to school and she wanted to know if it was a good decision. She's also calling to ask you, but she's going to say she wants to know as a medium, can you ask my mom if going to school is a good idea? I need to know.
Did her mom answer her in the dream?
Yes.
So another reason she wants to know if the dream is real.
Yes.
I love this so much. And the human part of me, but also the soul part of me, well, I guess all parts of me, is tickled that you are getting all of this information while you picked up my little boy's poop. Like you were in the middle of humaning.
Yeah.
And really, humaning and caring for an animal of this realm, this world, mm-hmm. still managing so well to love the spirit world and a future dated client.
Yes.
You are remarkable doesn't even begin to cover it.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. So she says the answer is yes to school. And we talked about what courses she was going to take, but she's not going to remember that. Hmm. But when she goes to take the courses, she's going to be able to have an intuition.
Oh. Oh.
Isn't this cool?
Yeah.
She's going to intuitively know, but the intuition comes back to the fact that we had this conversation in the dream.
So this is like the moment that people get where it's like right time, right place.
Yes.
Stars have aligned. I'm supposed to be here.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And she says, okay, I also want to say that she currently has a partner and I like him very much. Mm. And she wants to know because I never met him on Earth. She says, but I want her to know that I like her partner very much. And she wants, in the dream, she asked me if she was going to have children eventually on Earth. And I told her she would. And she asked me if they were going to be boys or girls. And I told her in the dream that she was going to have boys. And she wants to hear that as well to confirm if she's going to have kids, how many, and what sex they would be. But she says, but you know, she could change her mind. I don't want her to feel that because I'm telling her this in the dream that she has to do these things. I'm simply trying to tell her and confirm what's in the dream, but I'm also telling her what's in her life path in the dream. And then she still has the freedom as a human being to stick with her life path or change it.
That's a good mom.
Oh, absolutely. Then her mom says to me, okay, enjoy your walk.
Class dismissed.
Yeah, just like that.
And knowing Karen, she's like, okay.
That's exactly what it was like. And then I just turned around, off I went. And Winston was just standing there patiently, not pulling, not doing anything. He was looking at the swings.
Of course he was.
He was looking at the swings.
At the dream.
At the dream with me. And then he looks up at me, back over at the swings, back over at me, which I absolutely love. So then we turned around and we continued our walk, which was uneventful.
Fuck off. From that point on, you mean?
From that point on, meaning that no other spirits came to give me any other messages. Mm-hmm. We went home, and I think it was the next afternoon that this client calls, and I'm going to call her Jaya. Jaya calls and says to me at the very beginning, "Oh, Kelly, I forgot to give you one more thing." I got to backtrack for a second. One of the other facts in the dream was that her mom told her that she met her own parents. So this would be Jaya's grandparents.
Oh, so mom met them when she crossed.
No, she met them. She helped her parents cross.
Oh.
Her mom passed before Jaya's grandparents passed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay.
And I was supposed to remember that she helped her parents do their crossing over.
Ironic that you forgot to tell it in the podcast. Go on.
Okay. So now let's go back to the fact that I'm sitting in my office. I'm over Zoom. I now meet Jaya. We go through consent. She says, "Do you think that you can connect with my mom for me?"
Lady.
And I hear the woman, her mom's voice, say to me, "I'm the lady in the park. Don't forget the seagulls." Like this, and I'm like, okay. So I said, "Jaya," I said, "I think I have a whole story about your mom. I need to ask you if there's significance to your mom and seagulls." And she goes, "Oh my God, yes." And I said, "Okay." I said, "But I don't know what it is." But she keeps telling me, "Oh my God, Karen, it's a good story. I'm going to tell you." She said, "My mom, since I was a little girl, always told me the story that if seagulls would fly over you, be careful because it could be a dead human being that's pissed off with you and shits on you."
Okay, I am delighted in this moment because as kids, you and Dad always used to give us little quizzes. And one of the standard questions, they were always fun things, right? Like, name me three of your favorite chocolate bars. Name me two cities you'd like to visit. Mm-hmm. If you could come back as a seagull, name three people you would shit on. I thought that was just a Sarlo thing.
And you know what, Kelly? I have to tell you that when this occurred, that did dawn on me, but I didn't want to project.
It's about Jaya.
Yeah. And at the time on the walk, I didn't want to project my life onto the spirit life, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because you, anyway. Okay, so Jaya's telling me this, and she's laughing, and she goes, this is super funny. She says, "Okay, go ahead, just go ahead and connect with my mom." And I told her all about the walk with Winston the night before. I said, "You're calling to confirm that you had a dream about your mom." And she looked at me and she went, "Oh," and like, just no breathing.
Yeah.
Just sucking it in like, "You got to be kidding me." And I said, "You're calling because you want to know if everything in the dream are things you can truly believe." Mm-hmm. And she goes, "Oh my God." She goes, "Yes." And I said, "And I'm here to tell you that you dreamt about your mom in true fashion. She showed up with her real personality. She showed up authentically. She didn't come into a dream trying to kill you or trying to do something that was totally out of character." Or, I said, "It was completely in character of your mom's personality as you knew her on Earth." And she went, "Yes, that's true."
Yeah, because many of us, and probably a lot of listeners, have dreams where they don't make sense, mm-hmm. right? And you know that you were talking to someone, they didn't look like them, but you had an inner knowing that it was them. And you're trying to explain that or justify that to someone. So that's what you mean by true fashion.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And she goes, "Okay. Oh my God." She says, "This means so much to me." She goes, "This means so much to me right now. I feel like I don't even know what to ask you for the rest of my session. So you can go open." And I went, "No." I said, "Your mom actually talked to me at the park about the dream." And she goes, "No." Like this. "Really? No." She says, No. She says, I don't believe that you can tell me my dream. How can another person tell another person what they dreamt?
Like disbelief, excitement?
Yes, disbelief, excitement, but also disbelief, period.
Yeah.
A bit of both. And I said, well, I'm going to give it my best shot. And she goes, that's crazy. She goes, you're going to give it your best shot. She goes, okay, just tell me something. Do you get nervous doing this?
Lady.
I said, well, if I were a sane woman. Yes. However, I'm not sure there's a lot of sanity left after 14 years of channeling. So,
can not, confirm.
Not so much anymore. I'm more courageous, and I'm going to give it a try for you. So I said, I'd like to just give it a try. And I said, this is what I call fun. This is my idea of total entertainment.
Interesting.
It is.
Interesting specifically because we work really hard to make sure people understand that what we do is not for entertainment.
Yep.
And at the same time, the intense delight and mm-hmm. pleasure that we get from using these gifts mm-hmm. is what we get to enjoy as practitioners for entertainment in our life.
That's right.
And it's entertained not at the expense of someone else, but by the fun, joy, happiness, devotion that the spirit world and the human world share.
Yes. Yes. So I told her everything. And I'm just going to leave it that way because you and everybody mm-hmm. listening have already heard it. And I just am going to say that she was blown away. Mm-hmm. In such wonderful ways, not disbelieving ways, but incredulous ways of, how did you know my favorite color is blue? Yes, my mom's favorite color is red. Yes, like, yes, I asked her about having kids. Yes, my grandparents died after my mom. Like, she acknowledged what was in the dream. And by doing so, she was also acknowledging the facts in the dream were correct,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's all of those complications because it still could have been correct that it was said in the dream, but it may not have been correct in reality. But it was correct in the dream and correct in reality.
Mm-hmm.
So she sat there and she was like, wow, she says, this is more than I could have hoped for today. I just thought it would be amazing if you even knew the reason that I was calling. Or that you could even validate that I had had a dream about my mom. And she said, I didn't realize that you actually could tell me what was in the dream. Had I been able to call and say, what did I dream last night? Could you have done it? And I said, sometimes, yes, I can, even if it has nothing to do with medium, because we do help a lot of people figure out what's in their dreams. Sometimes the spirit guides tell me about the dreams and I know about them. Sometimes the client does. And then asks the spirit world to help understand them. It can happen in different ways.
Can I add?
Yes.
So it also blends the modalities to be able to use psychic, to mm-hmm. be able to use remote viewing,
mm-hmm.
psychic, past, present, and future, and in this kind of example, the dream state as well. And then on top of that, when you say sometimes we can, sometimes we can't, some individuals will call with the intent to test and say, tell me what I dreamed last night. And the spirit guides are like, no, like I'm I'm not here for that intention. Right. Yeah. And we feel that because we aren't here to be tested either. And so when someone like Jaya sits down and says, you know, can you tell me what you get about my mom? Or she just says, you know, go open. I was told to just sit and listen. The spirit guides want to deliver specifically what they are hoping for mm-hmm. because the intention isn't to test, even though she had disbelief, even though it felt incredulous mm-hmm. to her, the intention was pure, the desire was pure. And so they're like, yeah, let's show up and give her exactly what she needs to mm-hmm. have that, whatever it is, clarity, relief, direction, whatever she needed mm-hmm. To walk away and go, whew, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So then she says to me, Jaya says to me, you know, I was struggling with this. And I said, oh, yeah, why is that, Jaya? And she goes, well, she says, you know, when I woke up the next morning, she says, I felt elated. She says, I felt really good. I felt really good about where I was going, about my partner, about my decisions, about going to school. She said, I felt really hopeful about my life. And she says, and then I went to work. And she says, I started telling some coworkers about my dream. And she says, some of my coworkers like totally said to me things like, well, that doesn't make it real. It's just a dream. Like, that's stupid.
So are your hopes and dreams, Linda? Like, who gets to weigh in on that? And the thing is, okay, this is where it really grinds my gears, is that someone shares an experience they had simply because it delighted them. And let's play a different scenario. If I walked in, never mind, not me, I can't stomach this. But if someone walked into a work environment and said, I had an experience last night with a burning bush, and I believe I spoke to God. And someone was like, you're fucking nuts, Joe, right? Like, yeah. People would be like, you can't weigh in on people's religions. You can't tell them what's real and what isn't. And people would be fucking up in arms about you having an opinion about their spiritual experience. For some people, dreams, the dream state, is part of that, right?
That's a good analogy.
And yet we think it's completely appropriate to say what we think about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. I'm going to get back to Jaya. I appreciate what you did. Her mom says to me, I'd like to weigh in on this.
Oh, excellent.
Like this, she says, can you tell her that I'm here? I'm listening to this conversation and I have an opinion. And I said, yep. So I said, Jaya, your mom's here. She wants to talk to you about what you just said to me. And she goes, I forgot you're a medium.
What?
She goes, because you were interpreting and telling me about my dream.
Interesting.
She goes, oh my God, I cannot believe that I just forgot that I have this opportunity. Yes, please. What time is it? How much time have I got? So we looked at the clock and there was, you know, I can't remember how much time it was at this point. Anyway, she did have enough time. So her mom says to me, yeah, she says, I need to apologize to my daughter about this. I said, okay, mom, what's the apology? Tell me. And she goes, well, I raised her to put more stock and importance, more leverage to other people's opinions than her own opinion or her own experience. So my daughter could have a totally valid experience about something. And if somebody else poo-poos it and has an opinion of it, for whatever their own personal reasons, mm-hmm. It could even be to have power over my daughter will just acquiesce to whatever they say and believe in an effort not to ruffle their feathers. And she says, so I raised her to be this kind of a good girl. And she says, and now from the other side, I am raging angry that I did that to my daughter because I see exactly what it's doing to her. And it's my fault. She says, I'm the one that did it, and I'm not on earth to correct it. Mm. And she says, and now I'm literally have to hope. I literally now have to hope that my daughter will listen to you as a medium, where I have to pass my voice through you to her.
Which is still an external person,
yes,
weighing in on their beliefs.
Yes.
This was a turn of events I was not expecting, and I'm really enjoying it because this is a hard-driven lesson for a lot of people to get. So she raised a kid, male or female, to become, to willingly merge with other people so that when she has her own experiences, she doesn't believe she can trust them.
Yes.
And look at this. If you're not following, like, mom just came through tenfold in a dream to answer all of her questions, to give her a lucid dream on top of all of this, then to download it into another human being at another point in time, into Karen, to allow Karen to hold the memory, to deliver it back to Jaya so that she could shift her belief system. Like, that is incredible. That's the length a mom went to, a soul went to help heal what she helped break in her child. And yet the very thing that she broke in her daughter as a human may be the exact reason that she can no longer connect with her daughter, yep, when she's on the other side.
Exactly.
If Jaya doesn't find or cultivate the courage to break her own belief system and heal.
Yeah. That's right. And honestly, I'll continue the story. So then, and thank you for saying all of that so that people can really understand the breakdown of everything. So I give this message to Jaya from her mom. And she sits and she goes, yeah, that's true. She says, does my mom have anything else to say about that? And I said, okay, give me a second. So I went back to mom. I said, okay, this seems to be going okay so far as I can tell. What else do you want to say about it? And she goes, well, I want to say that my husband owns a business on Earth, and we didn't want anybody in the community not to go to our business and buy things. We wanted to make a lot of money. So we just always told her, like, don't do this and don't say that and please people, because we want everybody to come into our business and support our business. We don't want her to ruin our business reputation because we want the money. Mm-hmm. And we want the reputation truth told. We want both. And she says, so we were willing to treat our daughter like this for the money and for the reputation. And she says, I knew that on Earth. And she says, but I wanted all those two things more than I cared about my daughter. And she says, and I want her to hear how remorseful I am that those two things drove me over loving her. But can I still try to tell her that I do love her? I just wanted these other things more than I loved her. And does that even make any sense? So I said, okay. So I told Jaya that. I said, this is what your mom is saying, and just what she said to me. And she goes, that's, first of all, she says, I know you're looking for validations. She says, so that's correct. My dad and mom own a business. That's correct. My dad does now. That's true. And she says, and that's extremely accurate about the family reputation, the way that they spoke to us saying, don't say this, don't go to school, don't do that, don't challenge the teacher, don't, because they're going to be clients of the business, or they were always wanting to say to us, oh, see that family over there? They shop in our store. Oh, see that teacher over there? They shop in our store. And that was, don't piss that person off and don't piss that person off. Mm-hmm. Or they would say things like, oh, see that guy over there? He and his wife have a lot of money. Meaning, and don't piss them off either, because they have a lot of money and we need that money. Mm-hmm. So if they come spend that money in our store, they're going to spend a lot more money. So make sure in particular you don't piss off those people. So now Jaya's got this big message. The more money people have, the more you have to people please them. And the less likely you are going to be able to stand up to anything that they're going to say or do. Mm-hmm. So we had this conversation, and Jaya says to me, did my mom and I have that conversation in the dream? And I said, I have no idea. Let me ask her. And I said, is it going to affirm something for you? And she goes, no. She goes, I don't recall ever having that conversation with my mom in the dream. But I want to know if we did. Can you just ask? So I asked mom, I said, did you discuss this in the dream? And she said, yes, but she doesn't have the dream recall for it. So I have to tell her flat out in this session. So I said, Jaya, you had the conversation with mom in the dream, but she says there was no dream recall. And she goes, correct. And she went, okay. She goes, okay, Karen, does my mom have anything else to say to me then? So I went back to mom and I said, do you have any last things to say? And she said, yes. She said, the last thing that I want to tell Jaya is that I love her more since I've crossed to the other side than I did on Earth. And that's a horrible thing to have to tell your child. And she said, and I feel remorse over things. And she says, and I'm moving through all of that because I'm seeing the truth of my own fears and how my fears spilled over into this shitty stuff all over my kids' lives. And she said, because I didn't do anything to deal with my own fears. Mm-hmm. And she said, so I just ignored going to get help about them. And I just figured as long as I'm paying the bills, I'm a good mom. As long as I'm putting food and clothing on the table and taking them to their sporting events and paying for university and throwing a wedding for them and helping them with a down payment for the house. Like all the things the business was going to give her to do for her kids, right? Mm-hmm. then if I was going to pave the way for that kind of a life, she said, then I just figured that I was being like an A-plus parent. She said, and now on the other side, I'm seeing I shit the bed as a parent. Like, really shit the bed. Mm-hmm. In a really terrible way. Mm-hmm. Because it's really affected my daughter's self-esteem and her ability to think, to make decisions. She said, what I did to my daughter was soul-crushing. And she said, I have remorse over that. She says, so the last thing I want my daughter to hear from me today is that I'm working hard to figure it out and I'm showing up to love her.
Yeah, she is.
So I told Jaya that, and she sat there and she said, Karen, this was above and beyond my expectations. Mm-hmm. She said, I am thrilled. And she says, you bet that you will see me again after the next dream.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for using your gifts.
You're welcome.
You have certainly changed, at the very least, one life.
Mm.
And that's enough, mm-hmm. right? I also want to say that. That's enough.
Yeah.
And then everyone who chooses to listen to this and grow themselves as a result of Jaya's lessons.
Thanks for listening to Coffee with the Sarlows. If you enjoyed the show today, help spread the love with a like, share, or review of the podcast. See you next Saturday with a brand new episode.